345 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 313. The case culminated in sending him to prison for 3 long years. He was the man who led the aesthetic movement. He was a scholar, a literary man, cool, calm, and cultured. As I say, his cross-examination is a thing to be read with admiration by all lawyers. But he was convicted, and in his old age, went tottering to the grave, a confessed pervert. Good character? Why, he came to America after having launched what is known as the aesthetic movement in England, and throughout this country lectured to large audiences. It is he who raised the sunflower from a weed to the dignity of a flower. Handsome, not lacking in physical or moral courage, and yet a pervert, but a man of previous good character. Abe Roof, of San Francisco, a man of his race and religion, was the boss of the town, respected and honored, but he corrupted Schmidt, and he corrupted everything that he put his hands on. Just as a life of immorality, a life of sin, a life in which he fooled the good people while debauching the poor girls with whom he came in contact, has brought this man before this jury, so did Roof's career eventually terminate in the penitentiary. I have already referred to Durant. Look at McHugh, the mayor of Charlottesville, a man of such reputation that the people elevated him to the head of that municipality. But notwithstanding that good reputation, he didn't have rock-bed character. Becoming tired of his wife, he shot her in the bathtub, and the jury of gallant, noble, and courageous Virginia gentlemen, notwithstanding his good character, sent him to a felon's grave. Richardson of Boston was a preacher who enjoyed the confidence of his flock. He was engaged to one of the wealthiest and most fascinating women in Boston, but an entanglement with a poor little girl, of whom he wished to rid himself, caused this man Richardson to so far forget his character, reputation, and career as to put her to death. And all these are cases of circumstantial evidence. After conviction, after he had fought, he at last admitted it, in the hope that the governor would at least save his life. But he didn't do it, and the Massachusetts jury and the Massachusetts governor were courageous.